Good Thoughts from the Word for Today Daily Devotional.
When you go beyond simply reading your Bible and take the time to meditate each day on its truths, you begin to think like God. And when that happens, your life changes for the better. Peter was so dependent on the words of Jesus that he said, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." And Job said, "I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread." Question: how often do you set aside time to meditate on the scriptures? As you meditate on God's word, you develop a mindset that enables you to rise above your fears. "My word will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." That's Isaiah 55:11. Did you get that? God's word will accomplish God's purpose in your life. And that's why Satan will battle you over finding time to read your Bible. The truth is, you don't find time, you make it. The prophet Isaiah said, "Morning by morning he wakens me and opens my understanding to his will." In a world that's often devoid of commitment, God promises, "I won't give up on you. I'll keep working on you until you're clear in your perceptions, strong in your faith, and balanced in your spiritual walk. As you meditate on my precepts, you'll start to move in a new direction. And when that happens, your life will begin to prosper." So beginning today, meditate on God's word. That's Meditate on God's Word from Visions, the Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at thewordfortoday.org.au. Thewordfortoday.org.au.